Welcome once again to the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown here with you. And in studio with me, I have Jeff Garnay, who is from Microsoft. Jeff, it's so good to have you with us here in the studio. We're going to be talking about Windows 10 in a little bit later
yes,
on
we
in
are.
The program.
Yep.
But I just got to say, kind of teasingly, one of the things you wanted to know right off the bat was whether the Seek, Click, Fix folks had that application
yes,
in Windows.
In the Windows phone, so it is available.
It is available. Yeah. Good news. We're going to be talking with Jeff just a little bit about the Windows 10 announcement that came out. I want to get down to business here with Jeff Garnay, who's been in here before. Jeff, so good to have you back from Microsoft.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
This is ridiculous. I shouldn't ask this question that way. But I should maybe just make it a statement, rather. This surprise, this announcement on earlier this last week about moving to Windows 10, I think took a lot of us by surprise. And I'm guessing the people who were there, the 50-some-odd people who were there for that press conference, were also taken by surprise.
Yeah, the naming convention was very interesting how that went down. In fact, Terry Myerson took advantage of the situation and had some fun with the press conference and talking about, because we've embraced the One Microsoft, working with different organizations in our business, Xbox One, and he said, our new name's going to be Windows One. And then, in fact, he was just making fun of the fact there's a lot of speculation around what the new name was going to be. When it came down to, talking about Windows 9 versus Windows 10, it really came down to what's going to be inside Windows 10 and what's it bringing to our customers, from consumers to the commercial space or enterprise space. And so that's there because of all of what's inside of Windows 10 and what it's going to do for our customers, that there was a lot there, and nothing I could explain in 15 minutes.
Why the new math? Why jumping from 8 to the abhorred 8 to this Windows 10? Why that kind of a jump? What's the significance of that?
The significance of that is in a broad sense here, there's over 1.5 billion devices that are being run on Windows today, from consumers to education to got Internet of Things, and what we're doing here, what Microsoft is doing here, is they're actually taking all of those different platforms and we're introducing an operating system that's going to run on all kinds of devices.
One operating system to serve them all.
To serve them all, that's correct. Wow. One platform.
One platform. Okay.
So what does that mean for customers and our developers and so forth? Because developers have traditionally had to develop for Windows phones, embedded OS, for Windows traditional. And what this means under one platform is they only have to write the app one time, and it's going to work all the way across from the large 82 pixel screens all the way down to the Internet of Things, which may or may not have a screen.
So
it's a very nice.
So all that code base, that's the basic structure, the skeleton that's there, is going to be one platform now. So we don't have, as you said, I understand, in addition to bringing all those things together, it's going to impact the store.
That's correct. So major updates with the store. And inside today, we use our Microsoft Live ID as access to in our commerce to purchasing applications in the Windows Store. And going forward, we're actually going to have some updates where it's going to be more enterprise friendly, and our corporate customers will actually be able to license different products to individual users. And if a user were to leave a given company, they'll be actually, that license will come back and be able to use it for another user. So,
but beyond that, I understand. Let's see if I'm understanding this correctly. One of the things that drives me nuts on my Mac, and I love my Mac, but anyway, is that if I want to buy some things, you have to go to iTunes to buy some things, or you have to go to the App Store, and I can never tell which one to be in.
Yeah, so
you're essentially wiping out those barriers, right?
Great point. So it'll be one store for the Windows Phone, as well as it'll be the same store that you go to for your Windows device.
And the app that you buy there, whatever that app may be, whether it's a productivity app like the Evernote, it'll work across.
That's correct.
Your phone, your laptop, and your desktop.
That is correct.
Those are the instances that we're most familiar with. Mm-hmm. Is this something that already is happening now, or is this like saying this is what we're planning on doing? Because I know, and matter of fact, I think on our page to the fact that you can download some of the preview bits for this as well. So is this here already?
It is, and that's what we announced as part of our announcement this past Tuesday, is that our corporate customers and our consumer, anybody who wants to go out to our Windows Insider program, and I'll give you that link on your website so you can put it there. If you go there, you sign up, you can actually download the bits today, and been doing it all week on all of my devices, testing it out, and it's very solid. It's been a great experience so far. And so this is the idea here is that we're bringing out the OS to mm-hmm. everybody to preview, to test, mm-hmm. and give feedback directly to Microsoft as we go through these phases of the development.
So for instance, I've got a, well, I happen to have a Surface 2 here, by the way, but I could be at home on my wife's Windows 8 desktop, and I could download. Would I begin to see then, like, some of the new screens, like
Absolutely.
A new start screen, for instance?
Yes. So oh, wow. some of the updates that we're going to see on the new device, you basically, I've done upgrades to all my devices, and the upgrades worked seamlessly on everyone.
Wow.
So I'm 3 for 3 right now.
Yeah, I think you got 3 or 4 devices in front of you right
I
there.
I do. And I was going to show them off, but they're all here. We're running.
Hold them right up to the microphone, right?
Yeah, all running.
Just quickly, you've got the, looks like the Lumia. Is that, which one? Oh, no, okay. Starting at the far left, there are more.
So this is the, I have an HP Elite tablet.
HP Elite tablet, which is like about 9 inches, am I right? Somewhere
yes.
around that?
Okay. Yep. And then I have the Surface Pro 2.
Surface Pro 2, okay.
And then I have my Surface Pro 3.
Okay.
And then Asus 8-inch tablet.
Oh my
All Lord. Running Windows
And what's
10.
The what's the phone there? With
that? Oh, this is my Windows Lumia 1520.
1520.
So 8.1.
And all of them are running the same?
Except for the phone.
Oh, except for the phone, okay.
Yeah. Phone will be down the road.
Okay, and that is the issue. That is what needs to be blended together. But everywhere else, the platforms are all together.
That's correct. And from a developer perspective today, if you write the app once, it works on all platforms. So that's there. It's been there for the last 9 months plus. So
oh, wow.
Now it's just integrating the OS, and we'll see an update down the road for the phones.
Jeff, one
well.
Of the things that struck me, you know, when Sinofsky was the one who was in charge of launching Windows 8, one of the things seems it was that the developers were held away until they got the new system going. I remember the phone, it struck me as madness that they were keeping developers away from developing for the new Windows 8 platform on the phone, and it was like because they had some sort of secret sauce there, and when they developed it, when they unleashed it or unveiled it, they didn't really have the developers there for them.
Yeah, that there were some challenges there, and I would say it's the reverse now. Because we're very early in our previous stage of introducing Windows 10, and the developers are right there with us. And a lot of these apps that are written for Windows 8 today are available for when they run seamlessly in Windows 10.
Am I right? It seems like to me that the mighty Microsoft has become a company that now has its ear much closer to the ground in terms of users.
That is correct. Much, much closer. And that's the whole reason why we introduced this preview install base or
right.
base, if you
this
will.
Is not like your grandma's yeah. Microsoft.
Very much so, and very much our customers at hand and at the very forefront of our
I'm
business.
Fascinated that this Windows 10 is coming out right now, and essentially anybody listening to this program right now,
yes.
We will put that link up on our homepage at yeah. internetadvisor.net. You can go there and then download those bits. Now, would you recommend them downloading them to a machine that they don't particularly care
about? It's recommended to put it on a secondary device.
There you go.
Okay. I have it on my production device. I'm calling it out right now, and it's working just fine.
That's yeah. interesting. Fascinating. Jeff yeah. Gardine, thank you so much for being with us. And there are some articles we'd link to as well about this Windows 10 and really this fascinating future for Microsoft. Thanks so much again, Jeff, for being